Switzerland.
Welcome to a Eurovision Christmas on the Eurovision Showcase with Celine Dion, first of all.
Snow falling gently to the ground. Tis the night before, and in my heart there is no doubt that this is going to be the brightest holiday. Baby, I can't wait to spend the special time of year with someone who makes me feel the special way that you do. Oh, yeah. Walking with you in a winter snow, kissing underneath the mistletoe, people smiling everywhere we go. It's Christmas Eve and they can see. Decorate the tree. Just look into my eyes, and I will tell you truthfully that I don't need no Santa Claus to hear my Christmas wish. I got you in my arms, and what could be a better gift than to spend my very
with Christmas Eve here on the Eurovision Showcase on Christmas Day. Celine won Eurovision for Switzerland at the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest. She did indeed. And I love a bit of Celine. Any excuse. Though I'm really sad to have heard of her medical problems that she's been going through for the last few years, and obviously it came about that she's going to have to postpone her 2023 concerts. I didn't get any tickets because they were ridiculously expensive, as you could imagine, but I've seen her live front row in Birmingham's National Indoor Arena, and it was incredible. It really was. I spent out a lot of money that evening. But that's when I was young, free, and single. many moons ago now. However, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase on Christmas Day. I'm Kieran Aritasiot, and yes, this is special.
Oh,
doing it on Christmas Day. Oh, yes. Righty-ho. And it doesn't stop. We are diversifying our playlist. As you could imagine, it's probably Christmas songs galore everywhere, and maybe you're getting fed up with them. However, we still have requests to play. Yes. And as I'm back from the United States of America, everything's sort of back to normal, whatever that is in a very commas. But we have a request from James Brett down in Worthing, West Sussex, here in the United Kingdom. Hello there, James. Hope you're well. Merry Christmas to you and to your lovely other half, Jason. You have requested a song from the Netherlands at the Eurovision Song Contest. And this is a really lovely one too, actually. It's a lot of a lot of fun. It's James has said, thank you for your past shows back in 2016. Yeah? Oh, well, it's fabulous choices of songs. Yes. And he said, yeah, yeah, Nick, from 1982's Netherlands entry came up. I loved it. It's so camp. I thought I'd just request a fellow camp offering of 1982. Yes, and I went, well, okay, no problem. He suggested, obviously, we played it last week, didn't we? Sonntag from Austria and Amour en Thème. And he asked, could you play? Yeah, Yannick? And of course, I'd love to. It didn't do very well at the contest, but that doesn't matter one little bit.
The Netherlands.
Not at all.
1982.
So here we go. It is the lovely Bill Van Eyck. Very short man with lots of very tall women around him. Yes. And honestly, that was the performance. Quite funny. Yay, Yannick from Bill Van Eyck. And interesting thing here, the song Fantasy Island originated from the Dutch national final this year.
We zijn weer terug, hebben een reis achter de rug en de winter gaat op de vlucht. Jij komt terug. Kijk, de berenboom achter ons huis staat weer in bloei, is weer de bruid en mijn dromen die komen uit. Jij komt terug. Langs iedere weg staat een kruis, zo is de lange weg naar huis. Jij en ik komen samen thuis, jij komt terug. Kijk, de zwaluwen hoog in de lucht, hebben een reis achter de rug. Net als wij niet meer op de vlucht, jij komt terug.
Thank you.
Spain.
2019.
Te compran porque te vendes. Te vendes porque te sobras. Te pierdes porque hay camino. Te digo, hay otras cosas. Te sales porque te quieres. Te quieres, tu mente en forma. Te eliges porque hay camino. Te digo, hay otras cosas. La venda ya cayó. Confías, te sientes que ya tenías, te vives alto voltaje, te traje buenas noticias, te vales y ya no fuerzas, te vives y te interesas, te saltas, no quedan normas, ahora la vida loca, la venda ya cayó.
Mickey with La Venda for Spain at the 2019 Eurovision Song Contest in Tel Aviv, Israel. Oh, yes. Whoops, something went down the wrong hole. Story of my life. Right. That was Spain 2019. Very Christmassy feeling there. Wasn't it, with the sun and the sea and the sand and the lavender like a Europe of, and etc. And etc. Right, now, speaking of Spain, we have had all of the songs released for Spain's national final for Liverpool. Yes, it's Benidorm Fest. It's back and we've got two semi-finals and a final. And the first semi-final will take place on the 31st of January 2023, obviously in Benidorm, where 9 songs will compete in semi-1 and 4 songs will qualify to the final. Exactly the same will happen in semi-2, which will be on the 2nd of February 2023. And the voting for both of those will be 50% jury, 25% demoscopic jury, excuse me, and 25% on televoting. The same will be in the grand final, which will take place on the 4th of February 2023. Again, under 50% jury, 25% demoscopic jury, and 25% televoting. 8 songs will compete in the final in hopes to represent Spain in Liverpool. Oh, best of luck. Best of luck. Best of luck. Oh, there's a bit of sea there. So, I've had a little listen to some of those songs that are hoping to represent Spain, and this particular one has really caught my eye. Now, as many of you guys and gals know, and I've said it mostly here before, that I'm a big RuPaul Drag Race fan. Yes, and the Drag Race España took place a few, I think it was last year or the year before, something like that. And one of their contestants is taking part. Yes, it's Sharon. And she is going to be singing the song Era, which means air, of course. And this is an up-tempo Spanish number. And I think this could do pretty well in Liverpool. I don't know about you. But I think it's amazing. So here is Sharon with Air.
Mírate, siempre con excusas no lo quieres ver. Mírate, mira tu reflejo a quien quieres ver. Nadie te parará, solo deja que tu niño salga.
Follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/ESC Showcase. Visit our website, escshowcase.com. The Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Uritutiut.
Sweden.
2014.
Silent, I can wait here silent, working up a storm inside my head. Nothing, I just stood for nothing, so I fell for everything you said. Hear the rumble, hear my voice. Silent, I can wait here silent, gotta make a change and make some noise. Undo my side, undo what hurts so bad, undo my pain, gonna get up through the rain.
I know that I am over you. At last I know what I should do. Undo my sad love. Trouble, baby, I'm in trouble. Every time I look into your eyes, save me, oh, I'm gonna save me. Far away from all the crazy lies. Hear the rumble, hear my voice. Undo my set, undo what hurts so bad. Undo my pain, gonna get on through the rain. I know that I am over you. At last I know what I should do. Undo my
Sanna Nilsson. Can somebody undo that Sanna Nilsson for us, please? Thank you very cats. Much. What about the cats?
Miss the cats.
Oh, don't we all miss the cats?
We do miss the cats.
Yes, yes.
They're still away.
I don't know what that's got to do with Sanna Nilsson, but there you
go. I like that song. It always reminds me of being in Sweden just before the Eurovision Song Contest. We used to get to seeing her on Swedish television.
We did, didn't we? Because we were... Oh, well, hang on a minute. Was she in the first semi-final or the second semi?
Oh, I can't remember that.
I think it was the first semi, I think. I
remember her being interviewed, I'm sure.
Yeah, so it must have been, actually. Yeah, I'm sure it was the first one. Probably be wrong. Any statisticians come back to us? Rob, what are you doing?
You had a fluff on your chin.
Really? I've got no cats here, though.
It was fluff, not hair.
Oh.
Silly Kieran.
There are differences.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
It's Christmas Day.
It is, and it's a wonderful day, isn't it, for being
wonderful,
in the south of France.
Wonderful day, yes. That's why we're... What a month we've had. We can't complain, really. USA, south of France, 4 days at home in between.
I know, and we're not even going into Belgium, either.
Well, it's quite a long way from Belgium. Cahors, which is near where my sister lives, in the lot, is probably about 8.5 hours' drive from the very, tusk, because we've got... Yeah.
Okay, well, Switzerland, then.
Probably not too dissimilar. Maybe six. You got a cross orb though.
Oh, about the Netherlands.
No, you're just being silly because it's even further than Belgium.
Well, apparently Barbara Pravi is going on tour around Amsterdam and in various other cities around the Netherlands. She's going to Utrecht, Eindhoven, Arnhem, Den Haag, Maastricht. Oh my goodness me.
Oh, wouldn't it be nice to go and see her live? But I think we wouldn't probably have time next year, sadly.
No, but I hope she she's the wise thing that she's doing is she's touring around the same time of the Eurovision National Finals.
Yeah.
So she's getting like Eurovision fans interested all the way through the month of February and March
of
in the Netherlands.
She is very special. She is too.
She is. And if you want to go and check out Barbara Pravi's Facebook page, it's got all the details, obviously, on there. Indeed.
Well, let's see if I pick her out in our random request.
Oh, crikey, 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 crikey. Roberto, shall we do it?
We shall.
Oh, here we go.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
I have my hat full of years, my hat full of countries, and I try and get a song that matches.
Oh, let's hope so.
So I have a country at my fingertips. It is Poland.
Ah, la Polonia.
So no Barbara Pravi?
No. Oh, doesn't matter.
It's Poland.
It's absolutely fine.
Right.
Poland.
And I picked out 2008.
Oh, I don't think we've ever played this, you know, dear.
But it's not a river, is it? Oh, I love that song.
No, sadly it's not a river. River. But it looked like a river behind the singer. Mm-hmm.
2008.
So Poland 2008 was the lovely song For Life from, unfortunately named, Isis G. She was American, actually. Representing
you change
Poland.
Your name by Deepole, if that was your name.
You'd like to think so, after what happened in the years after that. Bless her, Isis was a stunning, stunning singer. She's an American singer with, I think she had, oh no, she has changed her name now. She did, she changed her name to Tamara G, which her first name is Tamara.
Good for her.
So thank God for that. She's born in Seattle, Washington, and she's actually married to a Pole. Yes, she is. So, yeah.
Does she dance with the Pole?
Probably.
I think you missed the joke. Pole dancing?
Yes, I know. Yeah,
oh, sorry.
I was trying to brush that away because you're being silly. Don't go on about me, thank you. Rude. So, Tamara and her song For Life was the first Polish entry in history to qualify out of a semi-final. Yes, because they automatically qualified for 2004, mm-hmm. and then they failed to qualify 2005, 2006, 2007. But they managed to do it in 2008. Yes. A portion of G's Eurovision performance was shown on the Oprah Winfrey Show on the World's Got Talent episode with Simon Cowell, where G sang with performance at the Eurovision, Celine Dion and Julio Iglesias. Would you believe that?
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and G is a co-founder, co-owner, co-creator, spokeswoman, and creative director of Nebu Milano. It is an Italian cosmetic brand which was launched in Milan in 2013.
Wonderful.
I thought you might be interested in that, dear. So, let's do it, shall we? Let's play, what was it? Poland 2008.
Yeah, go for it, go for it, go for it.
I'm going for it, darling. Yay,
click play.
Clicking play. Let's hope it doesn't take too long. Oh, mind yourselves, each other.
There you go, done it, you see.
This came
a pretty face.
Oh, thank you. Well, sadly, Poland, Germany and the United Kingdom all came last, joint last, in 2008.
The UK came last? Shocker. I had no
choice. Big nose.
Listen to any of our previous shows by listening to us on Spotify or Mixcloud. Just search for the Eurovision Showcase or head to our website, escshowcase.com. Be rest assured that the Eurovision Showcase will be keeping you updated on our journey to the 2023 Eurovision Song Contest in Liverpool.
Monaco.
C'est presque original.
Une petite française née en Provence. Quand elle avait 15 ans, vint à Paris. Épousa la chanson, ne changea pas son nom. Et la voilà devant vous aujourd'hui. Petite française née en Provence, loin de ses jeux d'enfance, s'était enfuie. A-t-elle eu bien raison de quitter sa maison pour se trouver devant vous aujourd'hui?
Je ne suis pas. Toujours loin de Paris et sans avoir de Rolls, il n'y a pas mieux, je crois. Quand je vois quelques gosses qui jouent autour de moi,
une petite française née en Provence, quand elle avait 15 ans, vint à Paris. Épousa la chanson, ne changea pas son nom. Et la voilà devant vous aujourd'hui. Une petite française née en Provence, loin de ses jeux d'enfance, s'était enfuie. A-t-elle eu bien raison de quitter sa maison pour se trouver aujourd'hui?
Une petite française de Monaco. Michel Tour. Beautiful. Monaco 1977 coming third. Was it third? No, it was fourth. Deary me, how fancy me getting it wrong. A slap on the wrist once again. And the interesting thing here with Michelle Tour is that her dress looked like a car wash. Yes, no, I don't mean like the actual full car wash, but like one of the spinning side ones. If she spun around, she'd end up looking like a car wash, yes. And I used to have nightmares as a car... Nightmares as a car wash. No, not as a car wash. Yummy cars. I'm joking. It was more like being eaten by a car wash. When I was a very young boy, yes, I had an interesting childhood, didn't I? Yes. Oh, guilty as charged. Right, let's move on.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
Now, with it being Christmas Day, obviously it's around about the same time as Albania have Festival I Këngës. Yes, their national final, number 61 this year. Well, they've selected the artist and possibly the song, but I don't seem to have it at the moment, so I will report back to you next week. Yes. Oh my goodness me. Right, Lithuania have revealed their 30 artists to compete in their national final, which is called Pabnadom Ižnaju, which is Lithuania, you decide, or something like that, 2023. So Lithuania's released their artisan Eister, always is taking part again, and I'm very excited. Now, most importantly, we do have our first song for Eurovision 2023 in Liverpool, yes, and it's released. It's Tvorchi Wins Vibda, yes, the Ukrainian national final on 2023. Now, believe it or not, I was watching it live on YouTube from Boston, Massachusetts. I was committed, but I didn't watch the full final because it was like 4 hours long. But Dvorchi are going to sing the song in Liverpool called Heart of Steel. Yes, indeed they are. And congratulations, c'est félicitations la France. Yes, France has won the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2022. We're going to have a little listen to that also a little later. Slovenia have announced within an internal selection that the band Joker Out will be representing Slovenia in Liverpool. All of the songs for Estelau, the Estonian national final, has been released. And also the lineup for Festival di Sanremo 2023, the Italian selection show, that has been released. And finally, over in Croatia, they have released the Dora 2023 Croatian national final lineup as well. And the great thing here is Davier from 2020's entry is going to be participating, so that is jolly exciting.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at eurovoir.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
It is, most certainly is. Welcome back to the Eurovision Showcase. I'm Kieran Aritasiat. And boy, have we got a good song to play for you now. And I cannot wait to play it.
Cyprus.
Indeed. And the year of
1995.
Indeed. So here it's Alexandros Panayi with Stifotia for Cyprus. He had long hair back then. Shockingly, I thought it actually suited him. Certainly for this song, anyway. Here we are, Cyprus!
Ξεκινώ με κραυγή την πορεία και το χέρι μου απλώνω στη φωτιά των σοφών προφητεία. Έλεγε θα με τρυπήσουν καρδιά με την γκρίζα μου στολή μαθητεύω και τον Άγιο το Θεό αγαπώ. Την αλήθεια νοθεύω και σταθερά προχωρώ. Κι όμως δεν πίστεψα, όλους αντέστρεψα. Είμαι ο Έλληνας που πολεμά. Είπαν πως χάθηκα δρόμους μου χάραξα. Έμεινα μόνος μου κι όμως έζησα, έζησα στη φωτιά. Η φωτιά στη ψυχή μου που καίει, πάντα κίνδυνος υπάρχει να σβηστεί. Απ' τη σπίγρα στο μέλι που χύνεται σαν τη βροχή. Κι όμως προχωρήσα, λόγια δεν χώνευσα. Είμαι ο Έλληνας που προστερνά. Είπαν να μη ρωτώ λόγους, να μη ζητώ. Έζησα μόνος μου στη φωτιά. Κι όμως δεν πίστεψα.
love that, don't you? Oh, that's amazing. Steve Fortier from Alex Panayi. Yes, Steve Fortier from the 1995 Eurovision Song Contest in Dublin, Ireland. Yes, in the Point Theatre. It wasn't everything from the Point Theatre, Dublin. Yes, I thought so. But now, it's time for us to celebrate a brand new song for the Eurovision Song Contest. Oh, yes. So, it's time for
Ukraine.
And the year that is
2023.
Oh, yes. So, it's time for Dvorchi. Yes. And the song Heart of Steel. This is a certainly different type of song that we would represent, would expect from the likes of Ukraine at the Eurovision Song Contest. So it's nice and refreshing, I feel. Yes, here we go. This is it. Dvorchi for Ukraine. Slava Ukraini.
Sometimes gotta let it go. Sometimes gotta look away. Sometimes just gotta know when to stick your middle finger up in the air. I cannot explain. Tell you how I feel. Life is just a game, and I'm playing for the win. Don't be scared to say just what you think. 'Cause no matter how bad, someone's listening. Tryna get in my head, like when I turn on my headlights, I can see right through you. Tryna get a reaction, I just hit the action move. You know I can never lose. You like the attention too. This has never been about you. Don't be scared to say just what you think. 'Cause no matter how bad, someone's listening. Don't care what you say, yeah, yeah. Don't care how you feel. Get out of my way, yeah, yeah. 'Cause I got a heart of steel.
Awesome stuff, Dvorchi. Yes, that's Ukraine 2023. You've just heard Dvorchi. Yes, Heart of Stone for Ukraine. And it would be on home soil. Sadly, they can't host the Eurovision with a war going on, obviously. So it's the United Kingdom hosting in Liverpool in the M&S Arena. Yes, not just any Eurovision. It is an M&S Eurovision. Anybody outside of the walls of the United Kingdom would not know what on earth I'm going on about. But I might be able to play you Albania's entry for Eurovision next week. And I'm so excited.
Union stands for you and me. Yeah, ESC. We are Union Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah, so on Sunday the 11th of December, it was Junior Eurovision taking place in the capital of Armenia. Yes, can you name what it is? Yerevan. No, seriously, Yerevan. And France won. Yes, it was Lissandro with the song Oh My Man. Yeah, oh, so sweet he was. And the United Kingdom ended up coming fifth. Yes. So congratulations, also civilisation, to the lovely Freya Sky with Lose My Head. And then Ireland came fourth, which was a fantastic, fantastic achievement. It was Sophie Lennon with Solas, which was sung in Irish Gaelic. Okay, right. So let's hear now, and we have a request from Robert Wallstrom very shortly. It's time to play Lissandro Oh My Man, France, Junior Eurovision winner for this year.
Je monte sur scène, rien ne m'arrête. Ni les noms, ni qu'est-ce que tu fais, arrête. Je prends ma guitare, j'ai peur de rien. Je suis une star, je te donne un refrain. Pour moi la musique, un jeu d'enfant. Pas de maths pour le Peter Pan. Un peu de magie, tout devient possible. Je touche l'infini, je me sens invincible. Oh maman, oh papa, si vous savez ce que Dieu va dans ma tête. Oh maman, oh papa, essayez, vous verrez, c'est tout bête. 1, 2, 3, just clap your hands. Je veux vous entendre fermer la fièvre. Contrôle le regard, le jet de jambes. Mon rêve se réalise comme dans le miroir de ma chambre. Le monde, oui, peut le faire. Ça ne demande qu'un tout petit peu d'imaginaire. De la joie, de la danse. Les pieds qui s'emballent et la voix qui balance. Je fais pas de mal, bien au contraire. Je fais sourire mes amis, mes soeurs et mes frères. Soyez pas surpris, ne soyez pas choqués. Si vous doutez encore, laissez-moi vous montrer. Comme dans le miroir de ma chambre. Maman, oh papa. Oh maman, oh papa. Oh maman, oh papa. Oh maman, oh papa.
My goodness, that boy's got a pair of lungs on him, hasn't he? Yeah, the incredible, absolutely incredible vocal ability from Lissandro with Oh My Man, French Eurovision winner for the 2022 Junior Eurovision Song Contest. Yes. Right, it's time for a request, and we're going across the North Sea to Sweden and Göteborg, Svelia, yes, Gothenburg, Sweden. Robert Wallstrom, thank you very much for your request. One of our avid listeners outside of the walls of the United Kingdom. Yes, and you have requested the song from Luna, or she's now known as Mesh, and she came second in the national final of Spain in 2001. Yes, which ended up being David Serrera with, oh gosh, oh my god, Michela Quero. Here we are. So I got it there eventually. And this song is called No Me Pidas Más Amor. I think I've pronounced that correctly.
No Me Pidas Más Amor.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That sounds good. And in English.
Don't ask me for more love.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. So there you are. So here we are. Mashe, No Me Pidas Más Amor.
Sabe Dios cuánto daría por amarte. No, no quise herir tu corazón. Sabes que te quiero más que a nadie, pero no siento amor. No me pidas más amor. Siempre recibes lo que das. Yo puedo ofrecerte mi amistad. Dicen que el amor es viento loco, hoy sopla para ti, olvidándose de mí. Roza la locura y es todo pasión. Sí, verás que todo es pasajero y que con el tiempo olvidarás. Si nuestra amistad es fiel y fuerte, durará más allá de la muerte.
What a song! Thank you very much to the wonderful Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden, for that request. Oh, what a great tune. Okay, it's now time for Live and Kicking. And Live and Kicking is a Christmas Live and Kicking, and we're heading over to the beautiful country of
Iceland.
Yes, here is the beautiful and incredibly talented singer from Iceland. It's Johanna with Don't Save It All for Christmas Day. Yes, and she performed this in Iceland. She did, obviously. And She came second for Iceland at 2009's contest in Moscow with the song Is It True?
Don't get so busy that you miss more than just a little kiss to the one you love. Don't even wait a little while to give him just a little smile. A little is enough.
Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. That was Johanna, Don't Save It All for Christmas Day. And that was performed in 2009 in Sweden, of all places. Anyways, take care and I'll see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. Forest FM. And for more information, www.escshowcase.com. Bye-bye, everyone. Merry Christmas.